The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the audio there also, TNTRadioEmpire.com, in case your listening habits are different. During a global pandemic.
I finally saw a good use, and I believe this was its intention to begin with, of social media. Rather than calling people names or spreading lies, this guy got on Facebook because he had an issue. He was driving somewhere, apparently, and the bed of his truck, or the tailgate of his truck, fell open, and he lost his fishing gear. He lost his tackle box.
Yeah.
So he got on Facebook and made an announcement.
Say, whose car did I dent?
That he lost his tackle box. He gave an approximate location, and I checked back several hours later, and someone found his tackle box.
Good job.
So that's what social media was meant to do.
Right. It's all worth it, then.
It is. That guy got his tackle box back.
Right. He only had to sit through about four plandemic videos. But he found his tackle box.
Yeah. And I was Bill Gates took your tackle box.
Yeah. The day you put a hook in my head.
Yeah, you know, if Bill Gates had put a chip in that tackle box, he would have found it a lot sooner.
Yeah, he invented it, too. He invented COVID, Bill Gates did.
Oh, yeah, with Fauci.
Yeah, we got a nutty old friend there. I had to block a nut friend we used to have back in the day that said Gates and Fauci, it's their virus. They started it. I said, what? This is crazy even for crazy. So I just got rid of that guy.
Yeah, it's
just gone.
It's difficult to debate with those people.
Or speak English.
Y'all know who Pam Grier is?
Yeah.
Jackie Brown. Famous actress.
Oh, yeah. Jackie Brown, right?
It's her birthday today.
She's not young. Mm-hmm. Been around a long time.
It's also Stevie Nicks' birthday today.
Oh, she ain't young.
She's not young either.
Who's older? Stevie Nicks or Pam Grier?
I think the obvious is Pam Grier, and that's probably why I'm wrong.
Yeah, I wanted to say Pam Grier, too, but I've been led astray by Tyler of recent.
Of recent.
That's what I tell you. Oh,
His name's the Giant, but he's not that big.
Shut up. That was really stupid.
It was stupider than I listened to.
Yeah, I was because I sucked into that story. Right.
You may know Pam Grier from The L Word on TV, or Jackie Brown, Larry Crown, Just Right, The Adventures of Pluto Nash, Bones, Mars Attacks, Escape from L.A., Foxy Brown.
She goes back in the '70s too, man.
The blaxploitation films of the '70s.
Yeah, that's why you brought her back for Jackie Brown.
I'm gonna say Stevie Nicks is older.
I'm gonna do the same.
I don't know if Pam Grier is yet 70.
Well, let me
She's
guess.
Probably close. And I'm pretty sure Stevie Nicks is 70-plus.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks graduated from high school in the mid-late 60s, probably 67, 68. That makes her around 70. Now I'm changing my mind. I'll go with Stevie Nicks also.
I'm locking in on Stevie Nicks.
Y'all are on Stevie Nicks?
Right.
Okay, Stevie Nicks.
Pam Grier is 71.
Oh, okay. Love my losses.
Stevie Nicks is 71.
No.
Oh, you rat bastard.
It's also, do you remember Miami Vice?
Oh, is this what you're doing? This is that thing you prefaced earlier?
Yeah. You remember Miami Vice?
Yes.
You remember Philip Michael Thomas on Miami Vice?
Yep. Yeah. He's a black guy.
It's his birthday today. Right. Is he older or younger than Stevie Nicks?
Younger.
Was Stevie Nicks older than Pam Grier? Do we not?
We don't have to know that yet. Yeah.
Okay, I'll say he's younger than Stevie Nicks. Also,
yeah,
yeah. I'm going to do.
I'll lock in on that.
Philip Michael and the Thomas. Same goes for Hank Jr.
Oh, this is.
Is he older or younger than Stevie Nicks?
Younger.
Yep, younger.
This is the tough one.
So I'm saying that Stevie Nicks is older than all three of these.
Is that what you're saying?
I think is what I'm saying.
We're going to do the same thing across the board.
Are we all going to go the same way?
Are you?
On everything?
Yeah. You might as well.
I'll say Hank Jr. is younger than Stevie Nicks.
Okay, I'll go with that too.
So yeah. All three of those are 71.
We can all rise and fall together.
All three of those are 71.
Who's 71?
Hank Jr., Philip Michael Thomas, and Pam Grier. They're all 71.
If she went to high school, believe me, if she went to high school in 1968, she's only 70. So we could be done. We could be done here.
Oh no,
we could be done here.
Come on, Craig.
Now they might have held her back.
Come on, Craig. Don't let us down.
I think we're all done. I think Craig is just salivating.
Lie to us.
Stevie Nicks is 72.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
3-0 across the board.
That is such a relief.
And he threw a lot of curveballs at him.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah, this is a new twist on this
game.
It
was.
Well, you got a lot of famous people at once. Well,
and they were all 71. Yeah. I had to do something with the all 71 crowd.
Perfect, man.
That worked. Well, it got to the point where I was just kind of saying what you guys were saying, too, because I didn't know if I'd be able to remember who had said that. There's so many people to keep track of.
That's
them.
I did.
I need to be writing
especially
this down.
With a head injury.
I was thinking about changing. Yeah. I was thinking about changing for the Hank Jr. I thought he might have been a year older.
You very rarely get enough celebrities to do something like that.
And that close of age.
Right.
Right.
God, that feels
good. Or I don't
good.
Think of doing it, one of those.
Yeah. Man, that feels good to get all three of them right.
Let's not do any the rest of the week.
Oh, we're going to have to.
Does that count as 3-0 or 1-0?
3-0.
That's 3-0.
Yeah, that's
all,
3.
Yeah,
that
counts as 3.
Nice.
Right. That's a triple header right there.
Nice. Nick's nice.
Got a little cushion here.
Nice.
It better count as 3.
Yeah, we do. We could lose 3 straight and still be 500.
Yep.
Yep.
How tall are they?
Shut up.
All right.
No.
You want to go for that?
No, I have no idea. I think she might be the shortest, Stevie Nicks.
Philly Michael Thomas is the tallest.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah.
And then Hank Jr., then probably, and then Pam Grier, Stevie Nicks could go either way, but I think Stevie's pretty short.
Yeah.
So Pam Grier's probably taller than Stevie Nicks, but neither of them is very tall.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks wears high heels everywhere, so she's pretty short anyway. Nick, why'd you do this? We're 3-0. We were cruising.
Yeah, Philip, Hank, Pam, Stevie in descending order.
That's what I would say too.
Yeah, pretty much everybody would say that.
No.
Ah! Hank's taller than Phil.
Well, this is an official game. This is not an official game. Nick let us into this.
Because I would go Philip Michael Thomas.
Doesn't matter, we just did it.
Pam Grier, Hank Jr., and Stevie Nicks. In descending order.
Hank's not that short.
I think he is.
He's a regular sized guy, isn't he?
Well, he wears
usually wearing boots.
So Stevie is the shortest of the crowd.
In boots.
Okay.
Stevie's the shortest of the crowd at
5'1".
Oh, she's that short.
Oh wow.
That's really short.
Spinner. I figured like maybe 5'4".
Nope.
Yeah.
Spin.
Pam Grier 5'8".
Oh.
Pretty tall. For lady.
Philip Michael Thomas 5'10".
All right.
Hank 6 foot or something?
6'2".
Wow.
Todd thought Hank was smaller than Stevie
Nicks.
Oh, you thought she was
No, I thought that Pam Grier was taller than Hank Jr.
Are we counting that game?
No, that was Nick. No, Nick let us down that road.
I'm glad it didn't count.
We're still sitting at 3-0, all of us. Enjoy the win.
It feels nice.
Pete Ricketts has a dumb face.
Yes.
Is one of the players that had Jerry Sloan.
Just a true statement. Yeah.
One of the players that had Jerry Sloan in the Deadpool. I've been looking forward to saying that.
He's not reporting COVID deaths, right? The numbers are not reporting?
No, it's the packing plants.
He's not reporting.
Not reporting packing plants.
But there are human beings in the state of Nebraska.
And nobody's yelling about censorship.
Yeah.
They're withholding the results of COVID cases at meat packing plants.
Yeah.
Just because they can't.
It's horrible. He's a horrible man.
That to me is that's bad public service.
He's a horrible man.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's the business that's more important.
Yeah, what did Trump's boy call him yesterday? The human stock?
Yeah.
He called human beings human stock in the workforce.
Mm.
So they died, no big deal.
We just get some more cattle.
Good people. the best.
At yourtango.com, Oceana Teppenhart, in an article written for women, says that since we pick up our friends' habits, ways of speech, and in many cases values, if you want to get an idea of who a person is, start by looking at their friends.
Some that could be dangerous.
Well, that's yeah. That's kind of her point.
Yeah.
Look at the moron's friends.
The company you keep.
Yeah, that's kind of like, you know, that's what you're dealing with here. Now then, for instance, she says sometimes the signs are hard to notice. Now, she goes through a few things here about things that you need to look out for with a guy with no male friend, a guy that doesn't have any friends, any male friends. And then in some cases, has friends, but they're all females.
Oh, the friend, that guy. Okay. Yeah.
So she goes into a few things here, and this is why Oceana Teppenhart suggests that you should avoid men, that women should avoid relationships with men that have no male friends. Now, if we knew guys that didn't have any male friends, we wouldn't be male.
No. Right?
So we don't necessarily know any of these guys. Nevertheless.
No, there's tendency among gay guys to have a lot of women friends, but they still have guy friends.
Right.
Yeah, but we're talking heterosexual relationships.
Yeah, I don't
here.
Know anybody who is exclusively any dude who just has women friends.
No, it's because you're a dude and you have guy friends, and if they have guy friends, you're one of them. So if you know him, he's not in that crowd.
Yeah, but I'm sure we're talking to somebody who has nothing but women friends.
We are talking to them. Yeah. So she says, if your boyfriend or the guy you like to hang out with or the guy you like only hangs out with women, you need to be careful. And if your husband or boyfriend has no friends, are you too controlling? You know, that sort of thing. However, did he never have any male friends? She says, this is why you should avoid men with no male friends. There's often a reason why men won't hang out with other guys. Guys don't tend to hold each other to the same high standards as girls do. If guys avoid a certain guy, it's often because they did something terrible. Usually it takes something like sleeping with a friend's wife or stealing to have guys avoid you if you're male. So if guys don't want to be your friend, maybe that's a reason. She also says that most guys need friend time with their guys. Just like most women need to have at least one female friend that they can go shopping with or drink with, guys have to have guys who they can do things with. If they can't have someone to vent to, that could end up reflecting in your relationship later on, she says. She also says that guys not wanting to talk to men, seems to be an indicator of mistrust towards men as a whole.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah.
Get a load of him.
That's actually Louis C.K.
If he has a lot of disdain for men, you have to wonder what makes him hate his own gender so much. She says, in some cases, it's also a sign that he's lying to you about something major. Oceana says that one of her exes had lied to other women about their relationship status. It ends up he was dating three of his friends, female friends at the time. And she says that having a guy who has no guy friends can often indicate that he doesn't have any real friends at all, and that's a red flag.
Yeah,
if he's got no friends, you got to wonder why.
That also is the kind of guy that goes, you know, I treat you better than he does. He's mean to you.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I've got nothing but time to hang out with you, so I have no friends.
So he tries to undermine every other guy.
Well, he's also girls aren't usually attracted to that guy because he is that guy.
Yeah, no adherence to the guy code whatsoever.
Yeah, you think he's the friend?
A lot of times that's the guy's the friend, right? He's only going to be the friend.
And then it gets worse if the guy just hangs out with female friends. Because, you know, there are ulterior motives on both sides there. The
straight guy hanging out with female friends.
Yes.
You mean, got it, okay.
Yes,
he wants to bang
guy.
Them all.
He wants to sleep with everybody.
Yeah.
Or the girls want to sleep with him.
How you doing?
Well, that would be easy to arrange.
Yeah, you're right. If the girls say yes, he's going to say yes.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
COVID-19 hurting the economy. That includes drug trafficking. We've mentioned this before. Police say, but it's coming out again, police say that they have been confiscating substantially more cash because there's fewer ways to launder the money with everything closed under lockdown.
That's right. The money laundering business is particularly difficult in these times.
One DEA agent said California's stay-at-home order made it more difficult for the launderer's money to go unseen, saying when there's less hay in the haystack, it's easier to find the needle.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, I get it.
I still don't understand how money laundering works. I'm watching Ozark. I'm like, okay, they put the money into the casino, and then what?
Well, once it's, you're right. I don't get into the weeds because I don't know. We're not experts.
You just cut them a check afterwards or something. Once, I don't know how they get it on the at the end.
I guess had guys.
Once the bills are in
us,
the system, then they're in the system.
Yeah, you got to show that your business is making money.
Yeah,
and it's got to be a credible amount of money.
And then you just put extra money into that.
They can't be making 10 times more than the casino next door. That draws a red flag. It was explained to us how to launder money, and it kind of fried my brain.
My favorite part about that picture yesterday, all those people pissing in the pool were some people that had never been or didn't know, and I saw it on Twitter. It's good to know the Ozarks are a real place, because when you watch that show, we're familiar with Lake of the Ozarks, how we've been there, and it's, you know, it's Missouri right down the road, basically. But the rest of the world start watching the Ozarks thinking, hey, what's this? And it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek comment, but it's good to know the Ozarks are a real place. That's just showing people just drunk in a pool together, pissing on each other.
Oh, they're waking up in Lake Havasu and Bullhead City now. And Jerry sent us some pictures. It's not quite the Ozark scene, but there's still
a lot of people. They showed it last night. They showed Lake Havasu with, like, party boats all beside each other, all buddy people hanging out.
Yeah. And that's a lot of people from California. Because you can't do anything in California yet, so they're all coming over to the Arizona side.
A story that I have missed out of Walker, Louisiana. I'm sorry I missed this. A Louisiana junior high school teacher.
Uh-oh. What'd she look like?
35-year-old Cynthia Perkins.
It's tough to bang kids when they're not in class, though, isn't it?
Makes it harder.
That did not stick to the
table. Thank you.
And then, especially Nick piling on there. I feel like Nick and I are talking to each other. It makes it harder. Yes, it does.
I had nothing on that one. I don't know.
Kids aren't in class. You can't get laid.
Right. Got to do it over the Zoom. What's her name?
35-year-old Cynthia Perkins.
What's she look like?
She's all right.
All right.
And her sheriff deputy husband.
Uh-oh. Threesomes.
44-year-old Dennis Perkins. Have been sued for allegedly serving students cupcakes.
Oh, this is worse. I saw the headline yesterday. Sorry.
Containing the husband's
semen.
Oh, no.
What is semen?
This is kind of the opposite of what the kids did at
West Side High in Omaha, Nebraska.
In Omaha.
The couple fed the tainted baked goods to a class at West Side Junior High School.
Oh, it's the word West Side.
West Side.
Yeah, West Side Junior. Now, this is in Walker, Louisiana.
Now, this teacher should have come into West Side High School in Omaha and served up those kids. Those particular offenders.
Only the kids that did it.
Yeah. Some revenge cupcakes.
Just the kids that did it.
Yeah.
You're right.
So they've been sued now. This is
why they do it. They hate their kids. She hates her students that mad.
Yeah, what compels somebody to do something like that?
Let's just do the story, then you can talk about why. Seriously.
Well, we're going to talk about why.
This has been going on for a while. The pair was originally arrested in October.
It's a fetish.
Dennis Perkins also faces a separate charge of sexually abusing an animal.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's where it got weird.
Yeah, that makes
that's
sense.
That's where it got weird. Well, there's other things that we're not even going to mention here. The complaint filed also included a family who claimed their daughter not only ate the cupcakes but was shown explicit pictures by Cynthia. Authorities say Dennis threw his phone off a bridge right before his arrest, and in an effort to get rid of the evidence, Dennis had been with the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office since 02.
Oh, he's a cop, that's right.
And was head of the SWAT team before his arrest.
Oh, man.
So he's videotaping underage girls.
Yes.
He's handing out loaded cupcakes.
Yes.
And he's banging animals.
The animal thing was before he was married, I think.
That's a trifecta, though.
Still.
I think that was before he was with Cynthia.
That's his excuse. I haven't banged an animal since my wife.
Since you, baby.
She made me give up sheep.
That's true love.
Man.
Wow.
How'd they figure out that semen was in all these cupcakes?
I don't know.
Some high school cheerleader went, I know what that is.
I don't know.
Is that the sheriff?
Oh, that's Dennis.
Oh, why did she pick out the brand? I thought she might just know the flavor of it.
And why's it got to be a cheerleader?
I don't know. I should have thrown her under the bus. You're right.
Yeah.
Most girls do that.
I wonder if the wife ratted him out for the bestiality.
No, he was going through that already, I think.
Yeah,
what?
That might already be on the record.
Yeah, that was already going, I think.
You should probably end
and
that.
And he was still ahead of the SWAT team.
I know.
So that's Cynthia and Dennis.
Yeah. They were busy.
Man, don't eat a cupcake from anywhere called Westside.
Yeah.
Sorry. The one here happened 5-6 years ago at least. And
short of necrophilia, that guy hit the grand slam.
He did.
Yeah.
And he's probably still got that in his playbook.
Yeah. That's what he said. Right. Good thing they didn't find out about my necrophilia. That's what he's thinking.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.